This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, and police, plus our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women keeping things moving across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. The same way, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out the website, see all the great things you got there to offer. Alrighty, well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out in California, IA, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we lost our crowd.
Yes, well, they went home. It closed up.
Went home, went back to the hotel, dragged themselves to their car, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a call from Claire over in Largo, and she wanted to know if we knew about Joe Manchin and his latest floundering, if you will, from his sticking with the 60 votes needed to change the filibuster to lowering it down to 55 because a group of some 21 or 24, whatever the number is, senators, bipartisan group, wanted to lower it down to make it a little bit easier to change things. Now, we don't know, and again, I would be very careful about the reports coming from any of the liberal news outlets because we don't know for sure if that's what Manchin wants to do or not because he's not saying nothing. And
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, just a few days ago, he said he was open to the idea of talking about this, basically.
Right.
But he said, basically, he had planted his flag, basically, into the 60 votes for now. But that was just a few short days ago.
Now, here's the problem with all of this. It all sounds like, oh, my God, something terrible is about to happen. But it still takes 60 votes to get it onto the floor.
Right, exactly. So they'd have to be able to meet that threshold. And then I think Senator Tester had said, Senator John Tester out of Montana, he had said, well, you know, even if they get to the 55, it still means they still have to get five Republicans, basically. So he didn't know how much good it would do ultimately. But again, this whole thing of getting rid of the filibuster in its present form, I think it's not going to sit well with the majority of the American people.
No, it's not. And again, people, if you're concerned about this, if you're worried about this, don't sit on your butts. Pick up the damn telephone and call Washington, D.C., 202-224-3126. 202-224-3126. Call the switchboard of the Senate and tell these people, don't do it. If you do, any of you who are up for re-election are gone. History, we're going to vote you out. And mean it.
Yes, exactly right. Because, again, they take that very, very seriously for people to actually take the time to call in and say that. And, again, you know, we just see this as another power grab, another kind of a tactic by which they know they don't have a mandate. They know that their ideas aren't really popular, so they have to find a way to literally ramrod it through. And that's why they want to change the filibuster the way they do.
You want to know who's not popular?
Who's that?
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, because the votes are in. 61% of the voters absolutely flat out reject Representative Ilhan Omar's anti-American rhetoric. Of that, half support her censure. And of that, one-third support her removal from Congress altogether.
Well, you know, Captain, the kinds of things that Ilhan Omar has said are just literally reprehensible.
They're un-American, they're disgraceful, and they're untasteful to the umpteenth degree.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And so we find, of course, that, you know, she's not, I can't think of one thing, Captain, that she does that's a typical congressional representative kind of a thing. Everything's, to me, anyway, it seems like it's just a platform to spout these kinds of things that she says about America and so forth. And it's just, as I said, it's reprehensible. People see through it, and this poll proves it.
Well, Israel has called the squad in general dangerous.
Well,
and by the way, the new leadership in Israel has just called them dangerous.
Well, sure. Well, of course. Because, again, it's like they're only onto one issue, or they only are literally onto one point of view, and they have one agenda. And they're not looking at the big picture. They're not even considering, Captain, about what these terrorist groups, for example, are really all about, you know, based on what we've heard them talk about.
Now, I probably should have gotten the music ready for this, but I can't. But we're going to talk in the next segment, and we're going to lead into it right now, about little Dr. Fauci. And he's taken his godlike complex that he has of himself to the next level and is pointing out now something bigger without really saying what it is. Really, little Dr. Fauci? Really? Maybe you ought to just sit down, shut up, and we're going to send you on a trip somewhere. Maybe you'd like to go to China and spend the rest of your life over there since you made a lot of money thanks to them. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Mike Lindell is going to be coming to Florida. I am being told that he probably will be here for the rally that we're going to have in Tampa on July the 3rd. Now, we'll have to wait and see about that, and if that's the case, then I'm going to be interviewing him. Don't know if it's going to be at the rally or here at the radio station or whatnot, but doesn't matter to me. Have recorder, will travel. So there you go. But anyway, go over to MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the products they have to offer. Their pillows right now, their MyPillow premiums are the lowest price ever. You can save a boatload of money on the pillows. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Same thing goes for the six-piece MyPillow towel set. Promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself $65 there. And same thing with the MyPillow topper. Same thing with the slippers. Same thing with all the other stuff that they have there. Promo code CAPTAIN. Get you the discounted price, and you'll save a lot of money. Now, you can also call them with any questions that you have at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. So there you go. Give them a call or check them out on the web, MyPillow.com. And Kyle, what do you got to do to get the promo, to get the discount?
Well, folks, you just have to go to MyPillow.com, pick out what you like, because they've got a lot of stuff to choose from there, and just put in the promo code CAPTAIN.
That's it. Very simple. Well, you know, little Dr. Fauci's mismanagement of the COVID crisis has now led to civil lawsuits, and about a third of the people, in criminal investigation. But there's an investigation coming out now as to what on earth he was trying to do by sitting on some of this stuff and not telling us. He said, well, the science changes, or something stupid like that, because he proclaimed that all his critics are all bad faith partisans unfairly attacking him. but in a weird twist, he did so while talking about himself in the third person, you know, because 2021 isn't dumb enough. Now he's got to include himself as being the person that's responsible for everything that's happened COVID, because he does the good, he does the bad, and he follows the science.
Well, and here we go again. You know, it's the old Reagan quote. Well, there you go again. You know, we might want to
there
say,
you go again.
Exactly. And that's because, you know, as you said, he's saying, well, I follow the science. But, you know, people didn't really think that that maybe exactly was what he was doing. And then he went on to double down, Captain, on the idea. He says that the people, you know, criticize me are actually criticizing science. Because now somehow, because he's got this methodology that he says he was following, and so if you bring up any criticism whatsoever, well, now you're criticizing the scientific method or something. But you know what? I just don't think people feel like that at all, because he was moving the goalposts. He was changing things, and I think people really understood that. And certainly now, in hindsight, it certainly seems that way.
Well, we aren't kidding, folks. Fauci does have blood in his hands. Not only was his handling of the pandemic deeply politicized, shown even more so by the release of the emails in the last few weeks, but Fauci was also in charge of the grant that made its way to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the likely creation of COVID-19. Think about that for a minute, folks.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, you know, Dr. Fauci could change the narrative of his whole story. He's not going to do this, so don't worry, but he could change the narrative of his whole story by trying to get out in front of this where did the virus come from portion of this issue, and expose it if he could. But again, you know, he doesn't know where the money actually went. He doesn't know what the Chinese actually did with the money.
No. And then he doubled down because the problem is that we don't know that's not true. Fauci originally claimed that he misled the American people about masks in order to protect PPE stockpiles. And for the fact checkers ready to smile this article down for daring to note that Fauci isn't perfectly honest all the time, I'll tell you what. The fact of the matter is that he was wrong when it came to masks, because he came out and he said people didn't need to wear masks right off the bat. And then suddenly, boom, changed his mind.
Changed his mind. And then also, again, it depends on the kind of mask you're wearing. I mean, there are...
Well, then you need to wear two masks.
You need to... Oh, how about this? How about a bandana? Is a bandana as good as a regular... You know, in other words, it was so all over the map that it made no sense.
Yeah, but... Little Dr. Fauci, we gotcha. We gotcha. You can't get out of this one this time. And there is a movement afoot right now. There is legislation that's on the table that needs to come out of committee, if it does, to have him fired as the leader of the COVID, all things COVID.
Well, exactly. Now, it's being introduced by Republicans, so we don't expect that it would catch fire too quickly. But, Captain, the critical mass of public opinion has a way of catching fire pretty quickly, especially when other stuff begins to come out.
Now, a number of former intel officials are now saying that Biden made quite a mistake on his first foreign trip, that he pretty much handed the farm to Vladimir Putin, although that's not what he's saying, but it's what we now seem to appear to find out is going on, because of all these things that he mentioned, the list of 18 things that, well, you can't touch this, you can't touch that. I mean, why don't you just give him the bombing list?
Well, exactly. Why say these things are off limits? Because that makes it open season on everything else. To even go that direction, I think, was a real sort of amateur kind of mistake that was made. President Biden could have easily been very, very clear, very heavy-handed about cyber attacks in general, and maybe given Vladimir Putin a list of the suspects, basically. But, of course, Vladimir Putin simply, and he may have done so for all we know, but Vladimir Putin, of course, publicly said, well, we don't know who's doing this, we're not responsible for this kind of thing. But behind the scenes, President Biden could have done a lot more than say, just don't attack these things, because what's he telling them? We're not ready for that? My goodness.
And slow Joe Biden walked back a statement that he made last summer during the riots around the country. Wait till you hear this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was saying Black Lives Matter and the movement needed to be supported and this, that, and the other. Remember all that?
Right.
Over the weekend, he said every black life matters, which knocks the Black Lives Matter movement right square in the head as being too narrow in scope. His words, not mine.
Well, of course, there have been those who have said something incredibly similar, almost exactly the same, and they were vilified as somehow being racists, this kind of thing. But, Captain, the violence in the streets, the stirring up of race hatred has been a terrible, terrible thing that we've been witnessing. And unfortunately, it's going to take a lot to try to put that back together and get some real healing going. But when people stir this stuff up on purpose, it's abominable.
Now, for our listeners in Georgia, we're being told by the reports I've got coming in from up there in Georgia, and hello to Atlanta, everybody there on AM 920, The Answer. Georgia's Kelly Loeffler, the former senator that was appointed to fill out the Senate position there. Kelly Loeffler is not ruling anything out in a potential 2022 Senate rematch against the current senator, the Democrat, Warnock, who's in trouble on his own regard right now. And secondly, Georgia now is going to remove more than 100,000 ineligible voters who voted in the last two elections, some of whom were dead.
Yes, exactly. And again, this is something every American, I think, should be completely supportive of. You have to be able to...
Well, I'll tell you who's not.
Who's that?
Stacey Abrams.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about
that.
She
wants dead people voting.
Well, sure. Well, sure. But again, it seems to me that, again, most people would want, to make sure that the election has integrity.
And then Senator Lindsey Graham was on TV, made the rounds yesterday, saying that the Democrats' voting bill is the biggest power grab in U.S. history and that he will not support the Manchin compromise if it comes to that. Again, that's the one that we told you Claren Largo called us up and told us about, that wanting to lower the threshold for the votes from 60 to 55, but it takes 60 votes to get the 55 vote on the floor, and I don't see it happening.
Well, no, and I think also Senator Manchin, I think, was also calling for making Election Day a national holiday, from what we understand.
Yeah, yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back one more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number here in just a second. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue between lawmakers over a nearly trillion-dollar proposed infrastructure package from a bipartisan group of senators. One member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, believes there's a desire for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending. The Ohio Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's already spoken with many colleagues who were ready to support it.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue. You know, can you do this? Can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal.
And the Department of Homeland Security has announced that travel restrictions on the Canadian and Mexican borders will continue into July. The bans on non-essential travel between the countries will last until July 21st. The department says the extension will continue to try to reduce the spread of the virus while allowing essential trade and travel to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call it.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brookster. And by the way, she'll be on the show tomorrow. Be able to catch her at 0530. Hour number four of the program, and of course that's Eastern Time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is my insurance carrier that carries my automobile insurance and also my homeowner's insurance, because I found out that I could put my homeowner's and my automobile insurance together and get a much lower rate and do what's called a bundle, and away I went. Now, you can do the same thing that I'm doing, because all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and enter your zip code, and they'll ask you a few prompts, and you'll be able to get a quote right there while you're on the website. You can actually get a policy started right there on the website. You don't need to go to the agent anymore. And if you want to go to the agent, you can, because they'll tell you who your agent is. But your local Geico office or the website Geico.com can help you find the coverage for just about anything you own. Now, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and don't forget your homeowners, renters, or condos insurance as well. You can all get at one source, Geico.com. So check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. See if you can save the kind of money that I do every year. And I do definitely check my insurance to make sure I'm getting the best deal possible. And so far, they're it. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the thing about all of this going on. Oh, and by the way, let me start with this, because we did get an email, and I just got it, and we got an answer for Mark in Clearwater. He says, Captain, didn't Bill Gates give Dr. Fauci $100 million? That's question number one. Number two, what was it used for? Well, Bill Gates gave $100 million, but it wasn't to Dr. Fauci. Who was it to, Kyle?
Well, Captain, back in February of 2020, we understand the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, back at that time, of course, they had made an announcement that they were committing up to $100 million. There's the $100 million. But this is what it was for, evidently, for global response to the COVID-19 virus. They wanted to help strengthen detection, isolation, and treatment efforts, and also help to develop vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics. That seems to be where this $100 million is, at least in terms of what it was designed to do. But we don't really find anything that it was given to Dr. Fauci in some way.
Nor any of the government agencies or anything to do with what Fauci or Dr. Birx were doing. It went to private organizations that were not related to anything that Fauci was doing. Now, it disappeared from the news because it became a non-story.
Right, exactly. And so, again, there's a lot of these kinds of things that go around or make the rounds out there. And,
sure.
Unfortunately, you know, they come back around.
Yeah, and Mark, hope we answered your question, because it wasn't very hard to find out what the answer was to it. Now, going back to where we were here, the Washington Post is being knocked for painting Joe Biden as deeply Catholic in a debate over communion, saying that they're absolutely clueless about what's going on. Because to be honest about all this, the bishops still are having quite a healthy discussion amongst themselves as to whether or not they should even be giving him communion because of his stance on abortion.
Yeah, this is really something. Here's a quote from the article that was written last Friday. It says, Biden is arguably the most observant president in decades, meaning of the Catholic faith, and his faith is a core part of his identity. Goes on to say Biden's deeply Catholic president, at odds with many U.S. bishops. He rarely misses Mass. He crosses himself in public. He quotes scripture, cites hymns, and he clutches rosary beads ahead of key decisions, unquote. So I guess that settles it right there. It's all good, you know. But again, what some of these bishops are talking about, again, is their deeply held belief in that abortion goes against the teachings of the church. And so if Joe Biden goes against the teachings of the church in that sense that he's a practicing Catholic, well, they have every right to criticize him then. But Joe Biden, of course, is existing in a secular world as the secular president of the United States. But it's interesting that now suddenly they're trying to build up Biden in what is really an internal question between him and his church.
Well, here's my understanding of this. If he was in Europe, the Roman Catholic Church in Europe would not allow him to take communion. No questions asked.
Right.
However, because it's the United States and we're a little bit more liberal, the chances of him being stopped or not being given communion are probably going to be slim and none.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving along. The Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Bennett, has said Joe Biden and the world powers must wake up to the threat of the new Iranian hangman regime. And this guy who took over in Iran as the new prime minister is kind of like the hanging judge.
Yes, exactly.
He's got a body trail in terms of tens of thousands scattered around the country.
Well, that's right. And, you know, this coalition that came together in Israel, Captain, with the express purpose of getting rid of Netanyahu and putting in Mr. Naftali Bennett as the new prime minister, you know, that was why they wanted to do that. But at the very least, what the new prime minister is talking about, again, is this very real threat of Iran and the very real thing that we're witnessing here in terms of trying to pretend that Iran just wants to be part of the community of nations, and we need to make a deal with them, and we got to get all this back on track, as opposed to doing what Netanyahu was doing to begin with, along with, and this is important, along with Arab states in the region, to isolate Iran, to contain Iran, to make it such that Iran could no longer be a threat, and eventually that's going to bring about change in Iran. What President Biden and to a great extent John Kerry want to bring back together again, this is not smart.
By the way, where is John Kerry lately?
Good question. Well, he was in the news the other day when they were doing some of these other negotiations and so forth, I recall. I haven't seen something in the last several days, though.
No, and it makes you wonder if he's not doing something behind the scenes involving Iran.
Well, very possible. And for some reason, of course, he's got a stake in this whole thing. It's the John Kerry negotiated deal, for goodness sakes, basically. So it's kind of like it becomes a quest. We have to get this deal.
But he's got a jet at his disposal. He can just hop on that and go anywhere he wants at a moment's notice.
He's
the only cabinet person. I guess he's a cabinet person or whatever. The energy, what is he, the climate change czar.
He's
the only person in the cabinet that doesn't have to answer to anybody.
Really? Well, I don't doubt
that's
it.
That's a fact.
I don't doubt it. And unfortunately, though, again, you know, for some reason, as I was saying before, it's like a quest. You know, we'd have to get this deal. Folks, it's a bad deal. It was a bad. This is why President Trump got out of the deal, and you saw the progress that was made as a result of getting out of that deal, and that was the first real progress made in the Middle East in terms of peace with Israel in the last 25 years.
Yep, and think about that for a second, folks.
Yep.
That's what we've given up with Donald Trump walking away. And by the way, there's a strong movement afoot, to bring Donald Trump back, and they're trying to coerce him in every way they can to say, we got to have you. And he's playing coy back by not saying anything. But Ron DeSantis is number two on the list, hot to trot. And actually, in that straw poll that they had out west in the convention that they had there at the Western Conservative Group, he actually finished first with 74% compared to Donald Trump, second with 71%. But either one is at the top of the game.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, also, and again, Governor DeSantis's track record, his success story there, this is top-notch. And then also, of course, Trumpism is part and parcel of all of this. So whether or not Donald Trump, former President Trump, sort of keeps him guessing for a while in terms of the far left and whether or not he's going to run again.
And he spoke Saturday. He was the final speaker at the Faith and Freedom Summit over here in Orlando and just rocked the house.
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump set into motion something that the far left still doesn't know how to deal with, they have to try to cancel it.
No.
That's the only thing they can do.
Right, and they can't for the life of them, folks. They can't for the life of them figure out how anybody can support them. Well, 75 million supporters are supporting them, and it's even stronger now than it was at the election. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Trucker's Highway and Byway Report coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
All righty. And thank you very much, Brooke. And we love you so much. We played you twice there because you deserve to be played twice today. How's that? And this is the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report coming up with all the information you need to know tonight if you're out there on the highways and byways. And if you have something that you think we need to get out there to help the truckers, we'll gladly do that too. 877-969-8600. But in the meantime, I'm going to read you the statement. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix there right after we play the original song, Shaky Ground. This is what started all of it, and here we go.
Now here's Delbert McClinton.
Delbert McClinton, the original, standing on shaky ground. I'll tell you what, Kyle, that brings back some memories. I remember that. That was Austin City Limits where he did that song.
Yeah, that's that. They're cooking on that one, no doubt about it.
Well, cooking was something he always did, and heck of a guy. But anyway, here I go. Got to read you this here story because I told you what was going to happen here as Claudette got out closer to the ocean side of things. Claudette is expected to slowly strengthen over the Carolinas as it approaches the mid-Atlantic coast from the west. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected to develop along the coastal regions of the Carolinas before the storm moves into the Atlantic, where it will once again become a full-size tropical storm. Might even be something bigger than that. Don't know. But severe storms are possible across the Northeast, by the way, moving across right now. Michigan, Detroit, over into Ohio, Toledo, bouncing around all the way over to Buffalo, New York right now. And, of course, the heat expected in the Pacific Northwest as well as out there. But Kyle says they're pretty much out of the heat. Take it away, sir.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We are seeing that high-pressure system begin to dissipate a little bit. So at least in terms of Southern California and in Northern California, the heat is beginning to wane a little bit. And so that's some really welcome news, especially for the power grid. We'll talk a little bit more about the heat here in a second, but we also want to tell you about a wind advisory that's going on right now. This in southern New Mexico, I should say eastern New Mexico. And if you're near Tucumcari, coming along, looks like Interstate 54 there, Interstate 40, I should say. You've got that wind advisory. This is also down near Clovis as well, so be careful if you're traveling along those roads tonight. But over in Las Vegas, Kingman, Arizona, for example, we still got the fire weather warnings and also heat in that area. Most of the state of Utah continuing to be under fire weather warning there, also low humidity. Grand Junction, also fire weather warning, hot temperatures there as well, relatively. But also we've got a excessive heat warning in southern Oregon tonight, Captain, this near Medford and Ashland, as well as Grants Pass, and a little bit of Northern California included in there. And also we've got a heat advisory as you're coming across I-80, this up near Reno and Carson City, just east of there. And then also June 20th was the longest day of the year, folks, and the days will start getting a little bit shorter each and every day as we head towards the winter solstice in September, in December, I should say.
All right, I'm going to start in Texas because we got a lot of heat going on right now. In Texas, extreme heat from over in the Fort Stockton, Texas area, right along the Mexican border, over across to Laredo, up over to San Antonio today, on down into the lower Rio Grande Valley, Brownsville, Harlingen, up towards Eagle Pass. And I'll tell you what, the temperatures are just going to be scorching. So, again, finding the people in the rail cars and all that sort of stuff is... these conditions are brutal, folks. That's all I can tell you. Brutal. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to bounce back up to the northern part, upper peninsula of Michigan, where we've got gale warnings along Lake Superior and Lake Huron, and the upper part of Lake Michigan, gale warnings up there. Also takes us over to Green Bay, Wisconsin, in that area. Now, we've got a lot of rain going on right now along Lake Michigan, from Chicago around the loop, light showers now compared to what it was because we had a big bunch of thunderstorms, including a tornado about 2 hours ago, touchdown in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago, with some injuries and damage reported there. But right now, over right about Fort Wayne, Toledo, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, that area moving to the east, we have some storms. We have a tornado watch over in that area near Toledo right now. And then we've got rain all the way spotty, bouncing here, there, and everywhere over to Buffalo. And then over in the Hudson Valley on I-87, we do have a severe storm alert over there as well. And, again, taking a look at the storm, it's headed out to sea today, probably around midday, certainly no later than middle of the afternoon. But as it leaves and it starts to get out over the sea, it's intensifying again, which is making it really rough for the Chesapeake Valley Chesapeake Bay, and that valley section down through there that runs all the way down along the coastline from Raleigh East over to Wilmington. So be careful. And Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sound good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll be talking to him tonight. And right now we're going to go over to the telephone line and talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a busy day in the neighborhood, and there's a lot of things going on. This storm was kind of crazy. By the way, how many times have you heard me say, turn around, don't drown?
Pretty much every time there's some kind of storm.
Then why would somebody put themselves in a position with a carload of kids, for God's sakes, in Alabama and kill 9 of the kids plus another person when they were going way too fast for conditions with water over the road when their vehicle hydroplaned and caused a fiery crash in Alabama? Unbelievable.
I don't understand it.
Nope.
Awful.
Nope.
Awful.
Couldn't have been in that much of a hurry to want to go zooming through the water and then lose control and away you go. Unbelievable. Awful. Unbelievable. And again, I feel sorry for the family involved. Obviously, they were in a hurry to get somewhere, but still. Oh, and by the way, there was a tornado in the region. Might have had something to do with it. The house had a tree fall on it south of Tuscaloosa, about 40 or 50 miles, and the father and the son died there. Another tragedy. And so far, that's what's happened. Alabama got really socked on the head with that. And, of course, it went through Georgia.
Yep.
Now, your son didn't suffer anything, did he?
I don't think so. He's in Ohio right now.
Oh, okay. Because it did pass through Georgia with a lot of rain, a lot of wind, but it slowed down by then in terms of the wind, so that wasn't a problem. The rain certainly was. Well, you know, when we come back, Denise and I are going to be talking about the great new golden boy and voice in the Republican Party, Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He has become a major voice for the GOP, and we're going to tell you about a poll that he was involved in over the weekend where he and Donald Trump scored sky-high points. Not to be surprising, right? But we don't know what's going to happen, but it's just kind of interesting to take a look at that. We'll tell you what's going on. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.